read and speak and listen and write. Very sure ways to make one bright.
Welcome to another in a series of special features on the USAID Latin America and the Caribbean LAC Reads Capacity Program. The five-year program seeks to support early grade reading and increase the impact, scale, and sustainability of early grade reading interventions in Jamaica through the development of state-of-the-art knowledge resources. It's also being conducted in seven countries in the Latin America and Caribbean region. On today's program, we focus on the upcoming Early Reading Conference to be held in September this year. We're joined by Dr. Jean Beaumont, Program Manager, and Dr. Melody Williams, Communications Support Specialist. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
All right, let's start with you, Dr. Williams. What's the reason for hosting this Early Reading Conference?
Well, the decision to host an early reading conference resulted from findings of a stakeholder mapping and analysis exercise we did on early reading practices and also resources in Jamaica. The results revealed, among others, limited collaboration and knowledge sharing across institutions at all levels, limited use of evidence-based research to inform teaching and learning practices, and also limited culturally relevant reading materials. So in an effort to address some of these issues, we decided to host an early reading conference. And this is being planned to bring public awareness of the research findings and also to help establish ways in which our nation, Jamaica, can collectively support efforts to address these challenges.
Thank you, Dr. Williams. So, Dr. Beaumont, what's the theme of the conference? And give me an idea of what the program will be like.
Okay. The theme of the conference is Get Reading Right from the Start. And this really embodies the fact that we're engaging parents and teachers, principals, and anybody who is engaged in teaching in the early years. And so throughout the conference, the focus is going to be, for example, on special education, the whole matter of how do we include children in this early reading approach who are deaf or hard of hearing and have other disabilities. And then they're teaching and learning and assessing in the early years. A key factor is the whole question of research and policy development as it relates to early reading. So the conference will feature these aspects where educators can be engaged in an environment where these things are discussed. They play a part in that and help build a relationship with other teachers in building an early grade focus throughout Jamaica that will inform policy that the ministry can now implement and everybody feels a part of the process.
Thank you. And for the benefit of those not involved in the education system, give us an idea of the ages of the children you're speaking about when you speak about early reading.
All right. There are two factors to the conference. There is the conference that's going to be focusing on the results of the research, and that will include parents, teachers, principals, and the education community. In addition to that, there's been an offshoot of the conference in that the committee felt that we needed to demonstrate what can be done with children who are toddlers all the way up to 8 years, because the focus is really getting children to read by the time they're 8 years of age.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Beaumont. And Dr. Williams, when and where will the conference be held and how can we get more information about it?
Okay. The conference will be held on September 27, 2018. It's a Thursday at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. If you wish for more information, you may visit the website egrconferencejamaica.org. Here you can register and read up about our sessions. We hope to have a session entitled Using Puppetry for Oral Language Development in the Early Grades. Another session, Books Made Simple Using the Bloom Software. And these sessions will be conducted by both local and international presenters.
Thank you so much. Sounds fascinating. I'm looking forward, and I'm sure our listeners are looking forward as well. So you have been listening to a special feature on the USAID LAC Reads Capacity Program. Joining us today were Dr. Jean Beaumont, Program Manager, and Dr. Melody Williams, Communications Support Specialist. This feature is made possible by the generous support of the American people through the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The contents are the responsibility of Juarez & Associates and EduConnect JA and do not necessarily reflect the views of USAID or the United States government.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.